Unit 20 です。Would you like to、a taxi to the station? Yes, that would be great. 選択肢が arrive, divide, head, share。正解は D の share です。
Would you like to share a taxi to the station?
Yes, that would be great.
Would you like to share a taxi to the station? タクシー、シェアしたいですか? Share a taxi で、タクシー、一緒に乗っていく to the station、駅まで。そういう意味ですね。Yes, that would be great. はい、それはとても助かります。では、駅までタクシーに一緒に行きませんか? 10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Would you like to share a taxi to the station?Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station?Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station?
次はそれに対する応答。Yes, that would be great. 10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, that would be great. 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 Yes, that would be great.Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great.
次はロールプレイ行きましょうか。今タクシーを呼んでこれから駅まで行くことになっていて、同僚の一人もこれから駅に行くという予定になっている。なのでその同僚にですね、駅までタクシーで一緒に行きませんかというふうに誘ってください。男性が返事をしてくれます。では感情を込めて本当に尋ねるようなつもりで言ってみてください。5回行きましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great.Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great. Yes, that would be great.
次は同僚からタクシーで駅まで一緒に行きませんかというふうに声をかけられた。ああ、それ本当に助かります。Yes, that would be great. というふうに感情を込めて答えてください。ではこの練習5回してみましょう。どうぞ。
Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station? Would you like to share a taxi to the station?
Share を使った例文もう一つ用意しておきました。聞いてみましょう。
Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers.
Sharing ideas. アイデアをシェアするっていうのはですね、考えを分かち合うと言いますか、みんなで共有する、そんな意味ですね。Doesn't like sharing ideas なんで、自分の意見を人に言ったり、人の意見を聞いたりするのが好きではない、そういう意味になります。この例文、10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers. Mr. Burton does not like sharing ideas with his co-workers.
Share は名詞にもなって、名詞では分け前、分担、使用占有率、株などいろいろな意味があります。では、使用占有率、マーケットシェアというフレーズが入った例文聞いてみてください。
The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan.
Market share in Japan. 日本での市場占有率ですね。Manufacturer, メーカーのことです。Computer manufacturer で computer maker という意味になります。Increase, 増やす、上げるという意味ですね。TOEIC で品質です。この例文練習してみましょう。まずは、Increase its market share in Japan. この部分から始めて少しずつ前に進んでいくという区切り方で練習してみましょう。聞こえた通り言ってみてください。
Increase its market share in Japan. Increase its market share in Japan. Increase its market share in Japan.Trying to increase its market share in Japan. Trying to increase its market share in Japan. Trying to increase its market share in Japan. The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan.The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan. The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan.
では全体を通してあと5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan. The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan. The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan.The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan. The computer manufacturer is trying to increase its market share in Japan.
次の arrive は到着する、届くという意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
We arrived at the station on time.
このように人が主語になって We arrived という場合もありますし、何か送られてくるものが主語になる場合もあります。で、 On time 時間通りにという意味ですね。では We arrived at the station on time 10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
We arrived at the station on time. 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 We arrived at the station on time.
Arrive の名詞形は arrival です。これは空港でよく見かける語です。Arrival は到着ですが、出発は departure という語があります。Depart という動詞の名詞形です。これ arrival と departure セットで使われることが多いんで、覚えておいてください。では、arrival と departure の入った例文を聞いてみてください。
Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.
Daily, これも TOEIC でよく見かけますね。毎日という意味です。では、この例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily. Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily. Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily. Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily. Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.Norfolk International Airport has over 400 arrivals and departures daily.
Divide は分割するという意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
The participants will be divided into small groups.
Participants 参加者という意味です。それが will be divided 分割されるInto small groups 小さなグループに。ではこの例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups.The participants will be divided into small groups.The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups.The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups. The participants will be divided into small groups.
最後は head です。名詞で頭という意味で使われる場合が多いんですが、動詞で使われる場合もあって、どこかに向かう、先頭に立つ、率いる、そんな意味が出ます。場所に向かうという意味の head を使った例文聞いてみてください。
Where are you heading?
Where are you heading? で、どこに向かってるんですか?どこに行こうとしてるんですか?そんな意味になります。タクシーに乗った時、タクシーの運転手さんが Where are you heading? と聞く場合もあります。Where are you going? と同じ意味ですね。では、これ、タクシーの運転手さんになった気持ちで10回言う練習してみてください。どうぞ。
Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading?Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading? Where are you heading?
今日の初めの会話にあった Would you like 何々何々しませんか?会話で非常によく使います。That would be great! それはいいですね。それすごく助かりますよ。こういった表現、会話で日常的によく使われています。で、そういった表現、TOEIC のパート2でもよく使われますので、覚えていると有利です。実際、英語を使う状況になった時も役立ちます。Unit 20以上です。